The Ramen Noodle, episode 68, is sponsored by...
That is not how you start the show.
Well, okay, you tell me. How do I start the show?
You say
welcome, like you're talking, you say, across the room.
No, that's
the audience. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. No, blah, blah, blah.
I do that at the end. Uh-oh. Now, because I feel like it's too spammy to put that at the beginning.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't have any real sponsors to go before the also buy?
No, not anymore. I put that later on.
Oh, you got to warn me about such things.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this again.
I wasn't expecting the noise. Sorry, I left.
The Ramen Noodle, episode 68, is sponsored by...
Do you watch in disgust as everyone around you tells the world where they are, what they're doing, and even what they're drinking? Do you want to consume your beverages without worrying about stalkers knowing what you like to drink? You need privacy mugs. Only privacy mugs have the name of a beverage on the outside while holding a different beverage for your enjoyment. Drink your coffee in peace, knowing that the world thinks it's hot tea because your privacy mug says it is. Call 859-353-4332.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 68, Still Alive. Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, and joining me in theater is a cast of three, including me, the first one.
And wait, this is a theater?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm leaving.
You just heard a couple voices there, and one of them was not Jeremy pretending to be me, pretending to do a female voice. But there is my co-host, normal co-host, Jeremy.
I'm normal? Dang it.
Okay, there is my co-host.
Hi.
Jeremy.
It's me.
Who is sometimes beautiful, but not tonight.
Wow. Because
of the rain. The rain really gets to him.
I have no response to that.
And then joining us as a special guest tonight is the always beautiful Jenny, my beautiful, lovely bride.
Except for on bad hair days.
That's her own opinion. I disagree strongly with that.
Opinions expressed by the guest co-host about her appearance do not necessarily reflect the views of the Ramen Noodle.
That's correct. Yeah. Jeez, and sorry, Jeremy, you are just like drop dead ugly compared to my wife.
Ouch. Sorry, I feel for Jeremy.
I don't think you should be sitting there comparing
That's
us
good
in
because
that
Jeremy's
way.
Sense of feeling isn't very well. So he needs someone else to read Braille to him.
I do. It's
Let's
true.
Talk about Portal.
Well, this is going to be a Portal themed episode. But before we get into that, we want to talk about some of the funny stuff that's happened within the last week, not involving sponsorships. The funny stuff that's happened within the last couple weeks. I keep wanting to say week because I'm so used to doing the podcast weekly.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like not as much funny stuff happens when we do this every 2 weeks.
It's true. More funny stuff happens in 1 week than happens in two, which explain that one.
It's a time warp of some sort. I want to tell you a story. It's kind of a little bit embarrassing about this story, but the other day I was at a little meetup group and really had to...
Was it Alcoholics Anonymous?
No.
Okay.
Really had to go to the bathroom.
Was it Alcoholics Wannabes?
No. Oh. I'm not sure if people can hear you whisper like that. They
can
probably
hear me?
They probably can. At this meeting, I really had to go to the bathroom, and I just could not find a bathroom. Every bathroom was taken. And like being occupied, it's not like
they're
people
are gone. The bathroom has just been ripped out of the building.
Catch that robber thief.
We lost 47 people in bathrooms today.
And it's always John that's stealing them. I don't know why.
Yeah, someone in the chat room asked why your stories always involve the bathroom. I would like to know that too.
Everything always just sort of ends up in the bathroom.
Sorry. Came out wrong.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Oh my, true words have never been spoken. I think that's a quote from Ecclesiastes, Solomon, you know, when he was saying vanity of vanities, all is vanity, everything ends up in the bathroom.
From Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon? Which
one is it? I was going to say, you'll have to show me that tomorrow morning when we do devotions.
Someone's been reading Song of Solomon, I'm just saying.
That'd be an interesting mashup between the two. Anyway. I'm not sure if I should go on. No. Maybe we should just skip my story.
Maybe.
Lucy thinks so.
So at this conference, really had to go. All of the bathrooms were occupied.
And bottle.
Could not find a place at all. And, you know, well, maybe you can't. Goasis was nowhere to be found. And this story is so embarrassing. Maybe I shouldn't even continue.
Okay.
Okay. Jeremy, what's your story?
Well, I sat in the studio in the last few minutes and started to get really uncomfortable as you started to tell a story, wondering where it was going.
You should just make something up to finish the story.
Oh, okay. I'll make something up. I had to go to the bathroom and I decided that since I couldn't find the pot to sit on, I would find a different kind of pot. And so I went digging through the kitchen and found this
This is not going as planned.
For a plant.
I thought we would end up with unicorns or something.
I found this unicorn plant in a pot. And I just thought it was so beautiful that suddenly I realized this flower is so beautiful. I don't need to go to the bathroom anymore. And it was wonderful and gorgeous.
Uh-oh. I don't know if that ended better.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So is that it?
That's all I could come up with. No, wait. And so because I had to go to the bathroom so bad, I found a place to go. And they wanted to charge me money to go in there. So I just said, oh, forget this.
Where
I can go to Goasis for free.
Were you?
And so I started holding these posters out that said, like, Goasis or bust.
No, you
and
didn't.
By bust, it really meant, like, bust, you know, or explode. So I started asking people to take me to Goasis because I knew when I got to go to Goasis because that's the place to go. So I finally got a trip to Goasis and was so relieved to relieve myself there and then came back and didn't have any of the embarrassing things that I was about to tell and changed my mind.
Hooray.
All right. Well, now that we've heard Daniel not tell us about some inappropriate place he apparently went to the bathroom. See, the problem is that there's no good segue because I have decided that nothing funny has happened to me in the last 2 weeks. It's just not funny. It's just not funny.
You were almost flooded today.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I took pictures of flooding. I was not almost flooded.
You just fell up the stairs that led to nowhere. I thought that was funny.
I could have walked down stairs that led directly into the Ohio River.
They make those for suicide people. They call them suicide steps.
That's not nice.
No. It's so convenient, though.
You should knock those down.
It gives a whole new meaning to the river walk.
It does. It does.
If you can walk on this water, then you don't need to commit suicide.
Huh? Well, that's nice. Cricket.
Jenny, what is the story that you want to share?
Well, I have been without a car for 6 months now, and I have it back now, so that's cool. It's not funny, but I have it back.
Had you misplaced it?
I I don't know. I was going to say I stuck it under the bed, but then I was like, no, that's not really funny.
It was a monster under the bed. And it turned out to be Jenny's car. It's like, oh, there it is.
Well, anyway, the funny part of the story is we went to church in my car yesterday. Yesterday. Because yesterday was Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yes. Because today is Monday.
And the day Tuesday comes after.
And Daniel.
There you are.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Are you going to play another one?
Maybe. Just keep going. We were at church.
Okay. Yeah, we were at church and Daniel accidentally left my lights on, which I don't have that little helpful feature that that beeps whenever you get out of the car and you left your keys or you left your lights on. So after my car being dead for 6 months, it died again while we were in church. It. You killed it. Yeah. That was great.
I did. And it was, we were so happy about having it fixed and wanted to show it off. Yeah. We wanted to show it off, you know, to everybody, this hot rod. We there in the church parking lot, we opened the hood and let everyone see the new engine that was in there, kind of like they do at those little dragster race places and show off their engines. Well, we did that with our little Saturn coupe.
Nice.
Hug.
And promptly got people, you know, to help us.
It was nice.
Look at our engine. Help us. Something did funny happen this week. Something funny did happen. I got an email from our good friend Eric Fisher.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, it was a forward. And it was a forward of a notification from Foursquare that he received.
Uh-oh.
And it has a picture of the ramen noodle logo, which is your profile picture, and it says Daniel L. commented on his check-in at Victoria's Secret. He was all like, it was only for cologne, honestly. And Eric suggested that this is something I should bring up on the show.
No, seriously.
And I found that whole thing quite humorous.
Well, yeah. So now that I have an Android phone, I'm checking in on Foursquare again to like everywhere that I can. And we had to go to the Apple store for me to exchange something. And so I went there and then Jenny went to
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret. And I just let her go there. I didn't want to go in, but
I just let her go.
Thank you.
She came back. She came back and said, Daniel, there's this great cologne. What do you think of this? She had the little sampler things. And she,
which really, it does not,
stole the sampler.
It doesn't do any good because you can't really, like, you spray something on the little sample paper, which is just really thin and kind of long. And like you spray multiple, you know, sprays on there and you don't know what they're called. If you like it afterwards, you leave the store and you're like, oh, this smells really good. I should go back and get it.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. So you have to smell it and you have to smell everything in there and then you can find it, I guess.
Well, so she did take me back to the store to smell this cologne. Now, the cologne was at the front of the store and I was like looking down at my phone kind of as we walk in.
Yeah,
like,
I got you something. Foursquare, wait!
I'm only here for the cologne.
Yeah. Wrong really, thing.
He was really hesitant to go in. But I was like, it's okay. It's on the corner of the store. Come on.
So I checked into Foursquare, kind of wondering, is anyone going to see this? And sure enough, after just a few minutes, I get a little buzz from Eric Fisher commenting on my Foursquare check-ins. Yeah.
You could have checked in off the grid.
I could have, but then I wouldn't have gotten the points.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll try that next time. I go to Victoria's Secret.
Wait a minute.
Then it'll be Daniel's Secret. Which is really disturbing.
Maybe I'll do a better job at keeping it a secret than Victoria does. But there is something else that I wanted to mention.
I call that store Vicky's Lies.
Vicky's Lies. Tonight we had burgers, and I tried adding some... some poisonous neurotoxin to the burgers.
It was a morality core they installed after I flooded the enrichment center with a deadly neurotoxin to make me stop flooding the enrichment center with a deadly neurotoxin.
Yeah, so I got some of that deadly neurotoxin from GLaDOS and put it into these burgers, but it made the burgers, unfortunately, really runny. So I just kept adding stuff to the burgers, trying to make them solidify a little bit. And I started just trying to find stuff around the house.
So if we all fall over, that's why. Yeah.
You found stuff around the house and put them in the burgers?
Yeah, just to make them finally solidify and stop running all over the place.
Why didn't you just wash them?
Jeremy, come on. This is ground beef we're talking about.
Oh, right. You should have taken some spoiled fish and added it to the burger.
You can't wash ground beef.
Or some rust. As this person right here said we should rust.
No, I still am not using the grill. That goes back to an episode from a while back. I don't know when. But
rust burgers.
Speaking of poisonous neurotoxins, my ear is oozing too, which is kind of gross.
So that's
sure
funny too.
Really to.
But moving on, we got some funny stuff from other people too. Oh.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We've got an email and a voicemail that came in. First, Scott Campbell sent in a short little email saying, "What's up, guys?" So, what's up, Jeremy?
LED.
Okay.
That's all for me.
What's up, Jenny?
Probably a puppy somewhere up there. Okay. There's a puppy.
And hi.
Somewhere
he
up
says,
there,
I was trying to, puppy. I was trying to calculate what episode number you were at in ramen noodles.
Excuse me?
But I stopped caring and gave up.
Noodles?
Yeah, it's a new kind of counting system, apparently. Ramen noodles. Noodles.
Oh, sorry.
So we are, this is episode 68, but I mean, ramen noodles, it is episode 127.
Please stop saying that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
But we did also get a message from someone that they mentioned they're interested how Google Voice translates them in their message. So it's been a while since I've read from the Google Voice transcript from someone's message. So let me read this first. Hi there, Ramen Noodle. This is true. From the list, so much podcasts, and I have a job that I heard that you guys would liked okay of that A Bachelor Cut the Capital. Cat for championship. And he loved his cat more than life is planning a trip tingling in the interstrid.
Huh?
That cat to his brother's care. As soon as he arrived in England, he called his brother. I was my cat. He asked, "You're kind of dead." Can reply home, he explained. Did you have to tell me that way? How often I tell you? Yet, you're kind of dead, inquired the brother. If you could relate it to me. Gradually, he said, the bachelor. For example, when I called tonight, you could just told me that the cat was on the roof of the fire department was getting it down when I call tomorrow night because I told me that they dropped him. But they dropped him broke. His back, but I find surges. Do it, doing all he can for him.
Huh?
Then when I call the two per night, you could tell me that the surgeon, Delica Bob, but my cat passed away. That wait, one, I have been such a shock. By the way, he continued, house mother. Mother came the reply.
Oh, house mother.
She's up on the roof of the fire march department to getting her down. Hope. This makes it not sure about it. Bye.
Interesting.
I'm not sure that went well.
This is from Heather.
Hey, Ramen Noodle and Jeremy.
And Jenny.
This is, I guess, Heather.
Okay, first of all, she's not sure who this is. But she is. She's
like, I'm not sure. I want to tell you who this is.
I'm Heather, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm a little confused. I'm having a slight identity crisis. I know who you guys are.
If you are having an identity crisis, you have called the wrong people to straighten you out. Let me tell you.
But
apparently, I'm strong, bad, you know, and home starts.
I'm not sure who I am, so I'm calling you to help me figure it out. That's
hey, good. Ramen Noodle and Jeremy. This is, I guess, Heather, since you already said that, or Girl on the Bus on Twitter.
Round and or round. Round
ICLT, and you can choose any or all of those names. Thanks for reading my email. I was wondering if Jeremy had seen, or both of you, I don't know if you both watched Doctor Who, but it just came back Saturday, so I was wondering if you guys saw the premiere and what you thought about it. And also, I had a very life amateur experience because I just moved away from home, out of state, for the first time a couple days ago, and as I was leaving with my car packed to absolute capacity, I got about 10 minutes away from home, and then I get a call from my mom saying, guess what? You forgot your microwave. Which, as I am embarking on my bachelorette ramen noodle eating life, a microwave is a very important thing to have. So I had to turn around, go back home, get the microwave, take out something else out of my car to make room for it, and shove it in. And I do mean literally shove it in, like I barely got the door closed. So, and also, on the way up, on my drive up, I passed a couple of cars that were, like, kind of abandoned-looking on the side of the internet. And there were only two or three of them that I noticed had orange...
Did she just say on the side of the internet?
I was expecting her to say, so I shoved them in my car, too.
Somebody's on the internet more than the interstate.
That's
completely
she
awesome.
She passed some abandoned cars on the internet.
Or maybe she was actually traveling on the internet. Did Google make an internet car?
Ooh. Maybe she drives
beta?
The Google internet car.
Maybe it's Beta.
Maybe she's Heather Beta.
Maybe.
Dave. Take out something else out of my car to hand and I shove it in. Like,
whoa,
I barely
what
got the door
are you doing?
So, and also, on the way up, on my drive up, I passed a couple of cars that were, like, kind of abandoned-looking on the side of the internet. And there were at least two or three of them that I noticed had orange stickers on the back windshield.
Okay, one of those orange stickers
is
was probably that. Ours.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
Why? Remember the episode several episodes ago put an orange sticker on it?
Oh, yes.
Someone in the chat room is crying right now.
Oh, oh. Well, they can go cry in a corner.
No, they're laughing. They're crying.
Had orange stickers on the back windshield. So.
And they probably all said, you are illegally parked. Have a nice day.
Don't park on the side of the internet.
I don't know what that's about, but maybe the ramen noodle could tell us with his orange sticker language experience. So, hope you guys have a great podcast tonight.
Thank you, Heather, for calling. That's from the chat room and Girl on a Bus on Twitter. And each of those words are separated by underscores.
Wait a minute, Dan, you have to explain the orange sticker story.
Yeah, the orange sticker, just a review. If you go back a few episodes, I forget which episode it was, you'll hear the full story. But it was Jenny's broken down car.
I thought so, because you took the orange sticker.
Yeah.
And had to come home and return it.
Yes. Wait, return the orange sticker?
Yes. Because they would tow the car away. And there was no proof to say that they couldn't tow the car just yet. Right? So if they came and towed the car away, I'd go out with my arms flailing and saying, wait, stop, don't tow my car. And then they'd say, where's your proof? And I'd be like, oh, my husband has it.
And then the towman would be there like...
Towman?
Yeah, would be there. Like towman. Kevin from Up. And he'd just be like, whoa. Oh!
I didn't Play know that they lines. Had such a noble title. The Toman.
The Toman.
The Toman.
Comes in the so, night. Heather is in the chat room, and she says, in her defense, she was driving at the time, so she was slightly distracted when she said internet instead of interstate.
It's okay.
To answer her question about Doctor Who, I have not seen the premiere. I did not see any of last season either.
I am so far behind on Doctor Who that I need a TARDIS just to catch up.
Well.
What's that?
And she's way farther behind. The TARDIS is a giant telephone booth that goes places.
Interesting. Sorry, why would you need a giant telephone booth?
Well, Superman needed one.
But he was in a giant.
Well, if Superman was
yeah, wait, it's not a giant telephone booth.
It's giant on
and it's
the
not
inside.
A telephone booth.
Well, it's a...
It's a police box. They just designed everything the same
oh,
in those
yeah,
days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A police
I was thinking
a box.
Of this huge headset, like way bigger than somebody's head.
They used to shove criminals in them and lock them there and then use the phone on the outside to call for backup.
Seriously?
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. I mean, whoa. Yeah, I knew that because I just said it.
Oh, Daniel. Are you getting what I'm thinking you're getting?
I don't blame you.
No, get the whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, that's not a nice one. That's the sound of electronic death.
Yes.
Mm. I know
I don't
well.
Hate you.
But it was so fun to kill those little things.
You're wasting them. You're squandering the sound effects. Well, use them appropriately.
I've got...
Timing man!
I've got a plenty of...
I've got a plenty.
Yes.
Of the portalness.
Yes. So thank you very much, Heather, for calling in. And like I said, way behind on Doctor Who. Jeremy's a little behind. And just think about that statement for a moment.
Hey!
I'm looking at the
you
TARDIS.
Did not just call me. Anyway.
If you, our listeners, have TARDIS. Feedback to share with us, send that too. feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. And you can also leave a comment on the show notes, but it's better if you just call us and email us.
You can also order privacy mugs at that number.
Yes, and send pizza to us at...
send pizza to us at this street address.
Yeah.
It's blue. Is the TARDIS always blue?
It is. That might have to be the show title.
Now, let's get on to our feature is talking about Portal. Do you know, Jeremy, why Portal is on our minds?
Is what?
Why Portal is on our minds?
Because... Oh, that was going to be a funny joke, but I suddenly couldn't remember the actual song title.
Sadness.
Because Portal 2 has finally become not a lie.
That's right. It has finally launched.
Good job. As part of a required test protocol, we will stop enhancing the truth in 3, 2, 1.
I love that.
Yeah, Portal 2 just launched, but unfortunately neither of us have played it yet, or none of us.
Why?
Are you one of the little androids?
Your mom is.
Hi, Jeremy.
Oh, hey, you're the lady from the test.
Oops.
Hi.
Jeremy just got Excuse really good me? At the female voice.
Wow, you need to be heard.
But we don't have money to play Portal. But if you'd like to send us money to buy Portal, and we could write it off as research purposes for the podcast.
For science.
We could do science over here. And, you know, do it whenever or whatever.
Because we can.
Yes. Because we care.
No, because we...
Anyway. But you can actually PayPal us money if you'd like. And if you're interested in that, go ahead and just send money.
Mooter.
Send yeah. money. See how delighted he then sounds?
We could, then we could play Portal 2 and talk to you about it. But also, recently, Jenny has been playing Portal 2. And I think I just made all of the guys out there so jealous of me having such a wonderful wife as Jenny, who loves Firefly and Serenity and plays Portal in her spare time. Yeah, I got a good one.
Play the one that says we.
So, Jenny, you tell us, why were you inspired to start playing Portal?
It was actually because of this song. Daniel played this song for me, and I was like, oh, it's a cool song, and it got stuck in my head. So I was like, I have to play this game.
Yeah, she would be all around the house singing the
singing
song.
Singing it wrong, and Daniel would be like, no, it goes like this.
Oh, it's no use crying over every mistake. Which, that's not quite the way it goes, by the way.
Just, the people out but there are I sang it that on. Way.
Yeah.
I don't hate you.
That's good.
And it's been really funny, and also, honestly, a couple times irritating for us both. With
I got so angry. I'm not going to lie.
There were a couple times you were playing Portal. I think it was near the end when, spoiler, by the way, when you're playing against GLaDOS directly, and you couldn't quite destroyer, and like you got so frustrated.
Yeah,
at her.
I just sort of shut my computer and left.
It's just like whoosh, closed.
I never heard the computer. I just shut it.
And Jenny's gone.
But then, like, I
at least she left it to throw it through the window.
Yeah, it was really hard. I died several times.
But you know, it's no use crying over every mistake. You that have to just keep on trying until you run out of cake.
It was because of the deadly neurotoxin that she died.
Yeah, and we did have cake tonight too.
We did. It wasn't a lie.
No, it wasn't. And the cake in Portal, this is the thing though, here's what always gets me. All throughout Portal, you're indoctrinated with this idea of the cake is a lie.
Well, it's actually, not.
There are two people, two opinions flying at you. Spoiler, by the way.
Sorry.
That the cake is not really a lie because there is cake. And in fact, my friend, the companion cube, was there. I saw him in the picture.
Yep.
Might have been a copy.
He was with the cake and it had not been cut yet.
Mm-hmm. I think there are multiple companion cubes because I need to confess something.
Uh-oh.
I murdered my companion.
I did too.
What?
And in fact, I did it quicker than anyone else did, she said.
She said the same thing to me.
The Enrichment Center once again reminds you that Android Hell is a real place where you...
You sent your companion cube to... Oh, wait, that's Android Hell.
Yeah, it's not an Android. Duh.
Don't believe me? Here. I'll put you on. In the event that the weighted don't believe
what are
me.
You doing?
Here, I'll put you on.
Hello.
That's you. That's how dumb you sound.
I think it's even better when you do it.
Because you just do it so well.
That's how dumb you sound. Jenny, might this be the reason that you made chocolate cake?
No, it's not.
Are you sure subliminally, subconsciously, that was not the reason that you made a chocolate cake that was round?
When did I actually
was not a lie?
Make that cake?
I think you made it around the time you started playing Portal.
Oh, maybe I was subliminally inspired.
Portal was designed by chocolate cake companies.
Was it really a chocolate cake at the end? Because it was white.
I don't know.
Well,
I thought it was white.
The icing was white.
I didn't.
And it had a little candle in it.
I imagine it as chocolate. I suppose that just shows my disposition toward chocolate cake.
Well, hold on. Let's listen to the recipe here.
Let's look it up.
1 18.25 ounce package chocolate cake mix.
it is
chocolate.
It is a chocolate cake. Yeah.
The first one was my favorite. I liked the first little eyeball thing.
The icing is not white.
You're right. I'm wrong.
The white icing is a lie.
Wait a minute. I think that has almonds on it.
The cake is a lie after all.
Maybe. Why is this on a...
It's a fancy cake.
Oh. I just happened on a recipe or a story for a making a portal cake.
No way.
That needs to happen.
Daniel, I need to make one of those.
Well, is it the actual recipe for a cake?
1 18.25 ounce package chocolate cake mix. One can prepared coconut pecan frosting. 3/4 cup vegetable oil. 4 large eggs. 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate
no
chips.
Offense to this 3/4 cup thing.
Butter or margarine.
So happy to kill
1 2/3 cups granulated sugar. 2 cups all-purpose flour. Don't forget garnishes such as fish-shaped crackers, fish-shaped candies, fish-shaped solid waste, fish-shaped dirt, fish-shaped ethyl benzene, pull
dirt.
And peel licorice,
fish-shaped
volatile, organic compounds, and sediment-shaped sediment, candy-coated peanut butter pieces, shaped like fish, 1 cup lemon juice, alpha resins, unsaturated polyester resin, fiberglass surface resins, and volatile malted milk impoundments, 9 large egg yolks, 12 medium geosynthetic membranes,
ew.
1 cup granulated sugar, an entry called How to Kill Someone with Your Bare Hands,
oh my
2 cups rhubarb, sliced, 2/3 cup.
Interesting.
He died.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be played on Wellness Break Radio podcast.
Yeah. If you want to hear that whole recipe, we'll have a link to that in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/68.
Oh, and the supposed birthday cake party portal cake page. The entire article is about some kind of Sony Ericsson mobile contract. So I'm guessing it's actually just search spam. That cake was a lie.
Oh, no.
That's actually really ironic the longer I think about it.
Did you know there were Valentine's Day cards that were portal themed?
Oh, but there, I just found a picture of a real portal cake.
Oh, good.
Valentine's Day cards? I didn't get any of those.
Let me read.
Come on, Jeremy. I forgot to send you one.
All the boys in your Sunday school classroom were passing around Valentine's Day cards.
What? No.
What? Did they ever do that when you were a kid? Like, everyone was passing Valentine's Day cards to everyone else. Boys were handing them to others. And they'd be like Superman and be like, Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you had to read it like that.
That's how Superman always sounded, for sure.
I guess it would be more like Batman. Happy Valentine's Day. But no, here are some actual portal-themed Valentine's Day cards. Let me read these to you. Based on the data I have collected, the only conclusion I can derive is that you are my Valentine. Empirically.
And it has cake on it.
Yes.
And the cake is a
GLaDOS there, too.
She has an arm?
Mm-hmm. Apparently. At least in this picture.
When I killed her, she didn't have an arm.
Wow. You would kill an unarmed woman.
Oh my gosh. It just got really bad in here. That hurts with pain.
Here's one that shows the lady falling through some portals, and it says, I think I'm falling for you, Valentine.
Oh, geez.
That's cute.
Or here's another one with big hearts on it, and it says, it has the little Android, the sentry guns, or the little androids. It says, I am programmed to select a partner with the best possible genes, and yours look great.
Oh, dear.
Here's one from the companion cube.
Why? Oh, I missed the companion cube.
Me too. It had hearts on it.
This one, the companion cube, says on it, you trigger the release of dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin in me, Valentine.
That sounds
Why would the companion cube sound like GLaDOS? I'm just asking, because that's not what the companion cube sounds like.
I don't know.
And yes, it talked to me, okay?
Did it talk to you? It didn't talk to me.
Well, you just weren't as close to your companion cube as I was to mine.
Yes, maybe it just didn't want to talk to me because I killed it.
Oh. In the event that the weighted companion cube does speak, the Enrichment Center urges you to disregard its advice.
Yeah, so, well, that was not happening. So there was too much trust there.
Maybe the companion cube doesn't really love us.
That's sad. It's got a heart on it, though.
Or Weasley from
Portal. Look whose advice you're taking.
Weasley from Portal 2 said, are you picking up on the visual, auditory, olfactory, tactile, and neurochemical cues my body is giving you?
Oh, gah. Gah.
What's wrong with him?
Throw yeah. that piece into a fire.
He's a giant mechanical.
Or you could flush it down the toilet in the first... What was that room? What room was that?
That was the first room, like the little enrichment center.
The examination chamber?
Yeah, the examination chamber.
Was it? I thought it was like the relaxation chamber.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
And then the last one is from another android that has a laser pointing out of it that's in the shape of a heart. It says, you have met or exceeded my Valentine selection criteria, Valentine.
I like that one.
Met or exceeded.
Daniel, I would send you that one.
Oh, well, the one I would.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. DC King in the chat room. About the companion cube and my apparent affection for it, just decided to say that it's a dude. I disagree.
It's got a pink heart on it. Yeah. How could a dude wear a pink heart?
Exactly.
Maybe you should marry that thing since you love it so much. Do you want to marry it? Well, I won't let you. How does that feel?
That's why I tore you to pieces. Just saying, Gladys.
And threw every piece into a fire, man.
Yeah.
You can buy a companion cube plushie. ICLTN just said so.
That's Heather.
Yeah. What does that stand for?
I can learn to noodle.
It stands for I can't like Tennessee.
Or I can like Tennessee.
I can love Tennessee. I can loves Tennessee.
Oh, apparently it means insert clever lost themed name.
Here. I guess you couldn't fit in the here.
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 I'm going to hear everything in Gladys' voice from now till the end of the week. You thought I was going to say eternity, didn't you?
Oh, that would be better. Because there have been some good times with GLaDOS.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like...
No way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you. That was great.
That was great.
One of my most frustrating moments with Portal was with the fan-made game, Portal Prelude.
Have you played that? Not very far. Okay. I got stuck somewhere and just said, I want, like, really tested, well-made, quality-assured levels in my Portal playing.
I thought you were going to say, I just want cake.
That too. I just shut my laptop and walked away.
It was kind of fun because it was so hard.
That sounds like GLaDOS's logic.
There was this one level.
It was
level,
fun.
There was this one level where you're in this really big room. And
no
there's
way.
An angled spot that you can shoot a portal onto. And then plenty of floor space that you can shoot portals into the floor. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to loop through the portals, incrementally shooting a new one every time you shoot out of or jump out of the angled portal, you shoot a new one, land in it, so it then shoots you.
That's
it, throws you
so
farther.
So hard
it
to do with a trackpad.
Fling yourself even farther.
Fling yourself. Fling Get ready to yourself. Fling yourself.
Yeah, and it shoots you even farther each time.
I like that one.
Wow.
But what I was trying to do is, I thought I had to keep doing this looping thing and then at the very end make this portal that would make me jump straight up and then just land on the spot. I could not do it. I tried it hundreds of times, and I'm not kidding. I was stuck on that level for weeks.
When was this?
Many years ago.
Oh.
When I first played Portal Prelude. And the level was so hard. And I wasn't using cheats, or I wasn't watching walkthrough
videos.
Did
you have to shut your laptop and walk away?
Yes, I did it many times. In fact, one time I remember I played 4 hours just doing the same jump over and over.
I don't like knowing that. It makes most of me hurt.
So then I finally watched a walkthrough video and discovered I was doing it wrong the whole time.
Clearly. You know, doing the same thing.
I ran out of cake a long time ago.
I know they're not a sponsor, but may I just say that ThinkGeek has a lot of great Portal-themed stuff.
Oh, yeah. ThinkGeek has, like, tons of great stuff.
ThinkGeek, I like almost everything they have. Yeah.
They should be a sponsor of us. They should just send us free stuff. You, our listeners, should buy us stuff from ThinkGeek. It doesn't matter what. Almost doesn't matter what.
It almost
the first
doesn't,
thing
no.
that they could buy is Portal 2.
Yeah.
How about that?
Like,
yeah.
I mean, if you buy me...
Or our own personal portal gun.
A woman's shirt, I'll be kind of ticked. Be like, of all the things, seriously. But other than that, pretty much anything in the catalog, fair game.
Yeah.
What if they sent you Pop-Tarts?
I don't think ThinkGeek carries Pop-Tarts. But if they did, they'd be awesome. They'd probably be Dharma Pop-Tarts.
I gotta check. Portal Pop-Tarts. It's a trademark mixing there, but I don't see it.
Portal Pop Tarts. Portal Toaster Pastries.
Yeah,
no, it's pretty. There. That would take away from cake.
Yeah. Yeah. And she doesn't say the Pop Tarts were.
Do they sell the little portal radio?
Ooh, that would be fun. You just press a button. It could be USB powered. You just press a button and it always goes.
I found, this will be in the show notes, I found an actual recipe for the portal cake.
Yes.
The actual recipe for the portal
cake. An actual recipe.
From food.com. Let's take a look at this. This is a real recipe.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't have the book on how to kill someone with your bare hands.
That's a key ingredient.
Yeah.
This... You know, they had to reverse engineer the recipe, and I think it came out a little healthier than the one from the game.
Healthy does not equal good.
No, it has to pass the sitting test.
By healthy
sitting,
I mean it doesn't include sediment shaped sediment.
Fish shaped something. What was it?
Pretty much
everything
in the shape of a fish.
I should put Swedish fish on our cake. Swedish fish.
That's really funny. You kind of wanted Swedish fish so bad recently.
I got them.
Maybe it was subliminal from the game too.
Maybe.
I didn't even know that GLaDOS liked fish so much.
No,
until yeah. you just played that sound clip.
It's true.
Well, I won't share anything enhanced. With her if it's fish shaped or not.
Just throw her pieces into the fire.
Who is Black Mesa, by the way?
Who is Black
that.
Mesa?
Yeah.
Was that a
Black
joke?
Mesa. No. Ha-ha. Bad chance.
I thought you told me who Black Mesa was.
There's actually a bottle of awesome sauce. I hate that.
Shut up. What are you doing? Are you just shopping on ThinkGeek right now? You're supposed to be podcasting.
Well, we have, I think, run out of cake. So it's time for us to go.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
I have to say, it's from Heather's voicemail. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound right for her to be saying that she's going to become ramen noodle eating.
Yeah, that's a little cannibalistic.
Yeah, I just have to say, when I hear about people eating ramen noodle, it creeps me out.
Yeah.
That's all.
It is.
Yeah, it is. As he distractedly tries to end the show.
I'm just trying to end it, and I can't
end it. Really,
they like will kill you. And
that was really sad
cake.
And slightly offensive.
It just keeps going on and on.
And I was so distracted, I didn't even notice he did it at first. Yeah, we're out of cake.
If you know what we mean. Actually, there's a piece left. I think we might go eat that piece or split it tonight or something. Oh, we'll see.
We could put some fish-shaped sediment on top.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this podcast. And feel free to send us money for Portal 2. No,
and seriously. A computer that will run it better.
Send us money for Portal 2. Seriously. And it might be, of all three of us, my computer might be the only one that would run it.
If you want the money to go specifically to me, put that on the note or the check.
Yeah, and I'll ignore it. I'm being so sincere. But make sure that you check the show notes at theramennoodle.com/68 and get the links to several pictures we mentioned or videos and all of that stuff in there and some of these things. And a link, too, for how you can donate and give us money for Portal 2. Hint.
Whoa.
Well, we had a revisit with Sergeant Packet.
Yeah, he's been on vacation for a while.
Or has he? He's off in Portal land.
So please follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. And Jeremy, where are you on the internet?
Twitter.
Are you abandoned by the side of the internet?
Yes. Twitter.com/phlegon. Phlegon.
And Jenny, you're on Twitter.
Yes, but I don't know how to say it, so you say, well, how do people follow me?
Okay, I'm a little opinionated on how to say it. But
apparently you can't say at.
I hate it when people say...
I would have said at.
Jenny is on Twitter at... Oh, crap!
Wow, that's quite the name, Jenny. Twitter.com/... Oh, crap! O-H-C-R-P-Y. I mean,
that's not really it.
But that's Web 2.0 crap. CRPY.
Twitter.com/Jenny's Nook. JenynysNook. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because remember, you're not the only one, and we are still alive. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. Get more of our podcasts and send us money for Portal 2. At noodle.mx. Episode titles?
I've got two.
What'd you get?
They dropped him broke. Portal. And when I killed her, she didn't have an arm.
Yeah, mine weren't Portal related, so I just got, you can't wash ground beef, and is the TARDIS always blue?
It will stop recording in 3, 2...